is dependent on matchups.
You see many reps in the slot throughout the practice?
Here, there, just to kind of keep myself refreshed and up to speed. But it's something that at any point in time I can drop down and play with no problem. I mean, it just honestly, I just get bored playing deep sometimes, to be honest. And it keeps you engaged. You know, every snap you're either covering somebody, you're blitzing, or you know, you're close to the ball, you're fitting in a run. So it just kind of keeps me engaged, keeps me around the football. And the more you're around the football, the more plays you get to make.
They have a lot of guys coming back at the right time now. I think Des Bryant is coming back. So just how formidable of an offense this team is.
I mean, well, it starts with a run. You know, they're running the ball better than anybody in the league right now. Got a leading rusher in Ezekiel Elliott, and everything else is built off of that. If you can't stop the run, then they're in third and shorts all day, and they're converting. I know they're in the top five and on third down, I believe. And then they keep running it. And so eventually that turns into one of those games where your defense is on the field for a long time. You get tired, and eventually those holes get bigger and bigger. So first things first, we got to stop the run. But, you know, they have weapons to that complement their run with Jason Witten, Cole Beasley, Dez Bryant coming back. And Dak Prescott has been playing really well, especially off the play-action pass. He's very, very accurate when he's able to you know, fake the run, and he's got wide open lanes behind to throw in. But all of that starts up front. I mean, if you watch him on tape, he's a hard matchup for everybody. I mean, he's somebody that you know, a lot of his routes are option routes, so he doesn't have a specific route that he has to run. He's really just playing off your leverage. He's finding an open space on the field, and he has time to work it. You know, he doesn't have to be there, you know, early. He can take his time, set you up, do everything, and he's crafty in that. And then once he catches the ball, he's up the field. So, you know, it's definitely one of the matchups that we have to win in order to be successful, because he's somebody who moves the chains for him. Similar to Jason Witten, he does the same stuff with option routes. He's working away from your leverage. He'll push off, turn around, the ball's right on him. But where Jason uses his size as an advantage, Cole Beasley just uses his quickness and feet to get open.
So special.
I mean, I don't know what you can name that he doesn't do well. You know, as a back, he has great vision, good patience. He's got the speed to be a home run hitter. He's got the physicality to run through arm tackles and finish runs. It's not much you can do.
I know you followed Elliott's whole college career. From the time he started there, could you tell he's got a chance there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember telling some of our personnel here when he was getting ready to be in the draft that he's probably the best running back in that draft. And, you know, so I'm not surprised to see what he's doing.
Malcolm, with Cole Beasley, is he the kind of player you want to be more physical with at the line of scrimmage because of that quickness?
I mean, it depends what type of player you are. For somebody like myself, I mean, you don't want to try to, you know, you don't want to try to go step for step or mirror somebody that's quicker than you. So a lot of times you try to knock him off his route or pin him to make sure he can only one. You know, if he has an option route, you take away one, know he's going to run the other one. There's some things you can do. But they do a good job of keeping him in motion. They keep him off the ball so you can't get your hands on him early. And he's savvy enough. He's seen enough people try to press him. You know, it's not a new thing for him. So he knows how to get open, but depending on that matchup, you got to play him differently, and you got to keep that technique changing throughout the game.
What do you see from Jalen in the last game after you moved down
to the slot? I mean, Jalen, he did what he's been doing since he's gotten here. Is in the right spot. He's made a few tackles, played physical. He's very comfortable on tight ends, making calls. So I mean, we're excited to see him step into a bigger role.
Since you got here?
I mean, CJ's gotten better every day. He probably had the best he probably stood out the most out of anybody in camp. As an undrafted guy, worked his way all the way up to making the team, practice squad, and now he's active. And, you know, he's just basically waiting on an opportunity. But I think everybody would be comfortable if at any point in time, you know, an emergency situation, he had to get out on the field. I think everybody's comfortable with him. He's made nothing but plays since he's gotten here. And even though he's not necessarily on the field, he's still preparing with that mentality that at any point in time he could be called.
Your defense had one of those games in Washington where you couldn't stop the run. Is there any lessons you take from that?
Yeah, I mean, especially because this run game is similar. You know, we talk about the different concepts. It'll be pretty much the same running attack. So we talk about fitting our runs and getting population to the football, tackling. There's not many teams that's going to be that's probably the number one key coming into this game, is being in the right place on every play. And then when you are in the right place, get the ball carrier down. And then everybody's got to be running to the ball. And, you know, those are things that we didn't do well that week, and we'll get a chance to kind of get another shot at that scheme.
What are some of the other things that impress you about Dak Prescott? You just mentioned him earlier. What qualities does he have that kind of stand out?
He doesn't make mistakes. I think we have one interception, something like that. I mean, that's impressive at this point in the season for a rookie quarterback. That's usually where you see you see their youth is in those mistakes or those turnovers. And he's played well. I mean, especially, like I said, I think it helps that they got the number one rushing back and right behind him. So those keep some of those lanes open. But he makes good decisions with the football. He's mobile enough to extend the play. He's changing calls at the line of scrimmage. So he has some freedom there. He's doing a good job. He's playing solid.
I apologize. You've probably been asked this already, but moving down into the slot, that was something that you missed not doing. Can you talk about how you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously looking forward to it. I feel like that's probably the best position for me. But similar to last year, it all comes down to what the matchups are and how we want to match up that personnel. So that it's a fluid package, really. At any point in time, you can see Jalen Watkins, Jalen Mills, myself, really anybody else we have for that fact, down at the nickel, just based on how we want to match things up. So right now we're kind of working that out to see what that five down or that five DB package will look like. But we're pretty much confident in any guy that we put in there.
Beasley as far as slot receivers in this league right now?
I think he's getting better and better every year. So I think he's up there. If you watch him this year, he's having a really good year. He's getting open. He's getting in the end zone. He has a lot of respect for me. I don't know what number I put him right now, but he's definitely one of those that if you're a slot corner, you circle on your schedule.
You said that Washington and Dallas have similar running games. You know, what do you see? What kind of concepts are they that are similar?
Well, you get stretch run. You get, you know, the power to run some crunches. So a lot of the things that that we kept seeing was the open side power, whatever it is. I'm not a linebacker, but it's one of those things where if they get you cut out of a gap, that ball is downhill immediately, and you know, so you don't have time to kind of make up for that mistake. And that was one of the things that gave us trouble in Washington is, you know, somebody gets cut out of a gap and then we're gashed, whether it be to the open side, backside, or we overrun a crack toss. They run a lot of crack toss as well. And they don't just line up in, you know, the formation that tells you crack toss. They'll motion to it. They'll, you know, do anything to kind of disguise it, and all of a sudden the ball's on the edge. So we're going to have to be very disciplined, especially we talk about our run fits.
You guys are facing,
kind of keep this game in perspective, given the fact that we're in a division battle, division lead, Sunday night, Cowboys week, and trying to balance all that out because you have the division battle on the road next week as well.
I mean, we talk about perspective. Our only perspective is that this is the only game we can play right now. So everything we got, this is the biggest game ever. Yeah, that's the only perspective that we have. So we embrace all of the hype that it's the Cowboys, it's on the road, it's the division. you know, all of that, we embrace it because that's what it is, and that's all we have right now.
This number of games under his belt, is that element of surprise or not knowing him because he's a rookie gone, or is there still things that you can that you don't see about him yet because there's not that much film?
My dad always told me, you don't know what you don't know. So, I mean, all I can see from all I know about Dak is what you see on tape and what he's done. And what he's done is pretty impressive. He doesn't make mistakes. He's mobile enough to extend the ball or extend the play and make plays. He's very, very accurate on a play action pass. And they got the number one running back in the league behind him. So, you know, if he has another trick up his sleeve, then that's probably going to be unfortunate for us. But, you know, we've got enough respect for him.